It's 45 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets on this Friday. Filling in for Bill Mayer this morning, it's Ed Dunn from Strategic Foreign Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Brian.
What are we seeing so far on this Friday?
Well, as I'm sure all the news reports begin, everybody knows it's inauguration day. That's going to make could make for a strange one in commodities. So far, everything is behaving itself. It's been a fairly active week in commodities. The big news: soybeans have been leading the pack higher, off of concerns of washed out crops in Argentina. Got us a 4-day swing higher, but the forecasts have changed there, Brian. The next 10 days, we've got drier weather coming, at least forecasted. It's easing some worries, and we're getting the bean market setting back here today. Guys are taking profits off the rally. We also saw some action that the bull spreads in beans took off as they were expecting the Argentina production losses to add to old crop U.S. export demand. So that, with a weaker dollar, the dollar has backed off here in the last 2 or 3 weeks right after the first of the year. All of that led to the rally. Now we're seeing some easing as we are ending the week. So let's look at current markets, Brian. In the corn market, nearby March corn is at 368 and a quarter. That's up 2 for the day and up 10 for the week. December corn is currently at 394 and a half. That is up 1 for the day and up 8 for the week. Nearby beans, the March contract, 1066 and a half. That is up down 3 3/4 for the day, but up 20 cents for the week. November beans are at 1026 and a half. That's also down 3 3/4 for the day, but that's up 8 for the week. Over into wheat, the July contract is sitting at 457 and a quarter. That is up 2 for the day and also up 2 to 2.5 for the week. Over the livestock side, February hogs are at 65.62. That is up 20 cents for the day, and also that represents kind of an unchanged market for the week. Been pretty quiet in hogs. Finally, Feb cattle at 120.65. That's down 37 for the day, but up 2 for the week. And let's close with the Dow. The Dow is at 19.824. That's up 90 for the day, but down about 60 points for the week.
All right, Ed, thanks a lot for that update.
You bet, Brian. Thank you.
Yep, have a great weekend. That's Ed Dunn from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign with us on this Friday morning. And a reminder coming up here in just a moment on WIOL AM 580, we'll have NPR's special live coverage of Inauguration Day live from Washington, D.C. Steve Inskeep and Audie Cornish will start off anchoring that coverage for us here on WILL. So stay tuned for that. We'll bring you that coverage until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Weather-wise today, cloudy skies, some areas of drizzle this morning, areas of fog throughout the day as well, with a high of 51 degrees, south winds up to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with patchy drizzle this evening and patchy fog through the night with a low of 46 degrees. Mostly cloudy for the day tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning all the way up to a high of 60 degrees for the day tomorrow. South winds tomorrow gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain tomorrow evening, the low 44, mostly cloudy for Sunday and a high of 54 degrees. Currently, we're at 45 degrees outside our WILL studios in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 45 degrees at 9 o'clock.